Hi, I'm Charlie Perry.
And I'm Amy Wall.
And we're two best mates obsessed with skincare. But we aren't dermatologists. We're just frustrated at all of the conflicting advice on looking the glowiest we can. So we're going to speak to the experts and do the research so that we all know the truth about looking after our skin.
Hi, Charles.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
Good, I'm very good, thank you.
I feel like it's been so long.
It has.
It feels like it's been an age since we both sat here recording.
It really has. I mean, we're back. Mm-hmm. Back in business.
Mm-hmm.
2019. Obviously, this is our second episode of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite excited to be back, to be honest.
Me too. It's nice. It's quite refreshing. I've honestly been such a lazy bitch the past 3 weeks that I'm excited to be productive again. I say this, my eyes feel heavy, I'm yawning every 2 seconds and I just want to go to bed.
Oh babe, come on, you can do it. Well actually, that's quite apt as to what we're talking about today.
Oh, just want to go to bed, which links very so conveniently smoothly into our episode today.
Yeah, it does. To be fair, it does. I have not been a lazy bitch. I feel like I've not had a break.
Mm.
And you know how in the last episode we're like, Charlie at the end of 2018, she was stressed.
Charlie at the start of 2019,
I'm even worse.
Oh, don't say that. Your rash is gone, though.
Rash is gone. Barely see it now. Yeah. I've got a big spot on the side of my face, but it's gone down very quickly.
I also have here.
Mm.
It's just like a big lump. Kyle took a picture of me the other day, just like in bed. Like, that sounds no.
Sexy.
It's not like that. No, I was
sexy
just no
lady. No.
I was just like laying next to him, smiling. And he took a picture to be really annoying, and it actually turned out like quite well. Like I was there, like hee hee.
Oh,
and I actually my skin looked really nice in it, apart from this massive fucking lump on the side of my head.
God.
And I was like, oh, you've got a pretty girlfriend, but she's got a big spot.
I mean, I'm currently battling one on my lip, which is really sore.
Oh my God, though, right. Sorry to change the subject. Have you ever popped a blackhead that's right on the border between skin and lip? And it literally goes...
No.
They're the best kind of blackheads.
Oh. Well, to pick or not to pick was an episode, wasn't it?
It was.
If you've not heard it...
Can I just go off the back of that? I've not told you this yet. I think this is the most mature thing I've done. I think 2019 is my year to really blossom as a mature person.
Really?
So, you know how in, I think it was To Pick or Not to Pick, the episode, I basically admitted that I liked pop spots on Callum's back because I feel like I've mentioned him four times already.
Oh my God, yeah, stop being so obsessed with your boyfriend, bitch.
Sorry, hee hee. But, right, so I said I liked pop spots on his back even if they're not poppable or I know they'll scar or they look really sore.
It?
No, because he's not, he's not the best fan. God. I was actually doing his back yesterday and I took a step back and it was all red and blotchy from where I'd been picking it, and I was like,
you need
Cal,
to stop.
I said, I've got something to admit. I really don't want to, but it's for your own good. And he was like, what? And I was like, I need to stop doing it because you're gonna end up with so many scars.
Oh my God. It was so sad
when I first got with him. His back was pristine, no lumps, no blackheads, no
you
bumps,
bitch.
Nothing. And I have honestly truly fucked that up, so I'm gonna stop.
Oh,
and I actually
God.
Think I'm a better person now. I feel like a weight has been lifted.
Oh,
20
my.
Minutes after I said
this,
that, I was
sorry,
like,
this is not birthday skin. This is a therapy session. Be
it
right
is.
Back.
It is. You're actually sat completely across from me as well. With your arms crossed, you're proper judging me.
Yeah.
I am going to say, though, 20 minutes after I said that, I was like, oh, that's a juicy spot on your face. And he was like, no. Amy, I'll get scars. I was like, no, you won't. I was like, and he was like, you're not picking it. I was like, to pick or not to pick. Abigail James told me if it's got a head, I can pick it. And he was like, not on my skin, you can't. I was like, okay.
Oh, but at least you listened to our own episode.
No, that was me. That referred to
Abigail
James.
Yeah, no, I said you. At least you
right,
listened.
Yeah. I was there when she said it. You're making out like I'm sort of robot here.
Right, shall we stop being annoying and entice people to listen to this, the rest of this episode?
Mm-hmm.
As you will already see, due to the name and the description of the podcast before you press play. This episode is all about how to look after your skin overnight.
It is. I have got, honestly, so many things on my shelf that are like, oh, night cream, night oil. And I just thought it would be nice to maybe look into what makes something so specific that it has to be used at night rather than any time of the day. Like, what does happen to your skin at night?
Yeah.
We'll be answering questions like, what can you avoid at night? What actually does happen at night?
Yeah.
What do you do when you sleep?
Whoa,
blah, blah, blah.
Keep selling it to me.
And if that doesn't, make you want to carry on listening,
then turn off.
Then please carry on listening, because it's actually really interesting.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It is really interesting.
So during the day, your skin has quite a hefty job, doesn't it? To like to protect you from all the stuff that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully working your skin during the day.
It's got a hard slog, hasn't it? Especially if you work in the city, like we spoke about on the pollution episode. But in my head, it's kind of like, how does your skin know it's nighttime? Do you know what I mean? Like, how does it know when it needs to start doing stuff at night? So I'm a bit like, does it even know?
Well, it's more like your body as a whole. Mm-hmm. So I will tell you all about
that. Go in and explain.
So like I said, your skin works hard in the day to protect yourself from constant attack, which makes it sound like there's little cells in like little...
Pow, pow.
Like, yeah, what they call the... Like the trunk, not trunks, tanks, like pow, pow against each other.
Like Takeshi's Castle.
Yeah, like me. But while we're sleeping, it kind of switches into like a recovery mode, which mm-hmm. is a time for intense repair and regeneration.
Oh, hello.
Yeah. And actually, fun fact, the regeneration process at night can potentially be up to 3 times faster than during the day.
Hello.
I know. So I read that it comes in kind of like stages.
Okay.
So between like 9 and 11 is your evening phase.
Oh, hell.
And what happens in this evening
phase? 9 and 11 p.m, right? Well, obviously.
Yeah, well, it's about nighttime skincare, Charlie.
Sorry, yeah, back in the room.
So yeah, 9 and 11 described as evening phase. God, I bloody need to sleep right now. Yeah, so this is when your skin is like most able to absorb anything you put on top of your skin, like your creams, your oils, whatever. It's also the time when DNA repair is boosted.
Boosted. That reminds me of the Hi-Lo.
What?
Massive fan of the Hi-Lo podcast. But you know when Pandora's like, boost? She's like, oh, and make sure you leave a review of us, because it gives us a boost in the charts.
Boost.
So do that same thing for us, please, because it works.
Yeah, please.
Sorry, I'll plug the reviews at the end of the podcast, not right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, can you
carry
just
on.
Leave me to explain my scientific boost thing? Oh, God, I really need to burp. God. And I suppose you're not going
to
edit that
out. Do you want me to edit that out?
Well, no,
I'm
because
not gonna.
I got a message the other day saying, hi, you're so funny in your podcast, the latest one, where you sit there saying, oh, my legs are so hairy. I said, yeah, I'm sure she's meant to edit that out.
Who said that?
My friend, Millie.
I was meant to edit that out, but it was kind of cute, so I left it in.
Cute? How is me saying my legs are hairy cute? But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, back to the point.
Yeah, during this evening phase, between 9 and 11, the sleep hormone melatonin begins to rise a few hours before bedtime. This is mm-hmm. what makes you feel tired. Mm-hmm. It enhances that feeling of really, you know, needing to hit
bed,
the
yeah.
hay. But it also increases our skin's ability to repair itself at night. It's also a pretty smart hormone, is our melatonin. I feel like I'm being so annoying this episode.
You are being so... What's the word I'm looking for?
Like expressive. Okay.
Bitch. Cool. No, I'm actually kidding.
Cool.
You sound great, honey. Carry on.
Whatevs. So melatonin is quite a smart hormone. So not only does it make us more sleepy, it also works to counteract the damage to the skin during the day from, you know, like your UV pollution, whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what happens in the evening phase. And mm-hmm. the night phase is between 11 and 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty much the second phase. There's only really two.
Yeah.
I kind of sold it to you. God, there's so many phases. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's only two, sorry. But you're also releasing another hormone during this time, which is the HGH, the human growth hormone.
This one's gross.
Yeah, it does. This one kicks in whilst we're actually sleeping and is responsible for accelerating skin's repair and cell regeneration.
Oh, hello.
I sound so sciencey.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Sat there in a little lab coat or something.
I know, yeah. Between 11 and 4 a.m., our cell production can double. But get this, if you're in a really, really deep sleep, you could see your cell turnover increase by up to 3 times.
Chuffing hell.
Three times. I know. So during the night, as well as being more active, your skin is also more permeable, which I'm sure we've mentioned that word so many times on other eps.
Yeah.
But I'll just, you know, slightly refresh. Being permeable means it allows liquids or gases to pass through it.
Okay.
So whilst it's warmer, your skin is more receptive to skincare products you apply, which is great. Mm-hmm. But on the flip side, you lose moisture. Because if things get in, things have got to get out.
Yeah.
So yeah, before you go to sleep, you really want to support and maximise on the skin's renewal process. So it's really important to pack on stuff that's really going to help keep in the moisture and mm-hmm. help your skin really do its job at night. So, yeah, stuff
hyaluronic
like...
Hyaluronic acid.
Yeah, hyaluronic mm-hmm. acid is something I've got written down. Mm-hmm. And retinols, which you're going to... Well, we've all... I mean, guys, if you've not yeah. listened to the retinol app, then come on, what yeah. are you doing? It was about 10 years ago. But, yeah, I mean...
Well, I mean, from a point of view where I've kind of briefly already spoken about this and other things, and, you know, like blah, 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 I kind of already knew some of this.
Yeah.
A lot of people might know this already anyway if they use retinols, because... I'm going to basically right now just run through what you should be and shouldn't be doing at nighttime.
Yeah.
So if we start off with like what you should be doing is you should be using retinols at night, because obviously you'll read on the packaging that it will basically always say use in the night mm. rather than use in the morning, because it just makes your skin really sensitive to the sun.
Yeah.
And you know, you're saying that you need to use things that are going to like really pack in the moisture.
Yeah.
Retinols can be quite... drying. Mm-hmm. We should be calling them retinoids, really, shouldn't we? Because it's Alan, all, mind you.
Yeah. Oh,
that whole debate. Charles, if you want to know more about yeah. that debate, go back to the retinols episode.
There's so much we could say right now, but yeah. I just really don't want to delve Now's into that part time. Of my brain because it hurts.
Be a real rabbit warren. But yeah, so you need to use your retinols in the evening because it's super your skin's super sensitive to the sun. And if it can be quite drying. So if you get the one that we use from The Ordinary, that is got squalane in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what squalane is, we've done an episode on that as well.
plugging us.
I really am plugging us quite a lot, aren't we?
I didn't mean
it's
to say
all
stop,
in the last
yeah.
year, you know, busy year.
Oh, God, yeah, so busy.
So, yeah, it's really good for you to use any retinols or anything like that in the PM. Mm-hmm. Having said that, if you have particularly dry skin like I have, definitely make sure that when you're using a retinol, if you don't have one that's got squalane or anything in it, use something as well as it to, yeah. or after it for it to kind of try and do its hydration job. I've got the Inculist Rosehip Oil, and I find if I put on this the retinol with the squalane and then use that, because I've got super dry skin, that makes my skin feel amazing in the morning. Ooh. Makes me really dewy. Even yeah. like after I've washed my face and I've done everything for my morning routine, I'm like, I can tell that I've used it.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Love that. I love a little dewy look.
Yeah, exactly. So to be honest, that's pretty much what you should be using at night. You should avoid using a moisturiser at night.
Yeah, didn't Abigail say this?
Yeah, it was Abigail. So basically, it's because it's very heavy on your skin. And remember, a moisturiser doesn't actually moisturise your skin. It just stops moisture from escaping. So if you actually want to actively moisturise your skin, even in the day, you need to make sure you're using a hyaluronic acid to put something in there that's going to really kind of bring the moisture to your skin. And then you close it off with the yeah. moisturiser. So you should always be kind of using oils in the evening. If you've used a retinol, don't use a moisturiser after it. Mm. Use like a rosehip oil or a squalane or something like that. There's loads of actually. We've got that Heckles buckthorn oil and that kind of thing as well, haven't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
And you've got the pumpkin oil from them as well, haven't you?
Yeah,
which is really nice.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah. So there's loads of different things you can do, but just don't use a moisturiser. You should always be using an oil or something like that.
Yeah, since I heard that from Abigail... I've stopped using moisturisers at night.
Yeah.
One, because I'm running out anyway and it mm-hmm. saves on product. You're literally halving your product.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah. And two,
and oils aren't that expensive anyway, are they?
So no, I have. Nice I own so many oils and like I've always been dead scared to use, like, you know, like overdo it because I've got quite oily skin anyway.
Yeah.
But I cut out using moisturisers at night probably about a month and a half ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, oh, I haven't really used them enjoy so long. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really would recommend.
Yeah.
Anybody to cut out moisturisers at night because they are dead heavy and tacky mm-hmm. and whatever.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah. also, oh my God, have you tried the Kiehl's Midnight Oil?
I bought that the other day. The other week. My very generous auntie and uncle gave me a Selfridges voucher for
yeah.
Christmas and I really needed perfume. So I went and bought my perfume. And I had about £10 left on this voucher.
Dreamy, you treated yourself.
And I was like, £10?
Yep.
I've got no money right now, but I can put £20 towards an oil. So I went over. I've wanted it for so long. I went over. And this was recently as well after the Abigail thing. So I yeah. really wanted something I could use at night, even though I've got about 80, but I wanted another mm-hmm. one. Yeah, and it was 10% off as well. So I think I paid
£20
for it. It's like, normally 30 millilitres. But it is so nice. It's really nice. And I love the little pump that it comes with.
It smells amazing.
Bop the top and you're like, meep, meep, meep.
Yeah.
The only thing is with oils, I feel like it's advised that you use about 3 to 4 drops. I honestly use about 6.
Do you? No, I'm always like 3.
I can't. I feel like 3.
Remember though, the midnight oil is a dry oil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sometimes you can get oils like your rosehip oil and you can get your squalane that aren't dry oils.
Yeah, it doesn't spread as much.
No, so yeah, and also like always pat your oils in rather than like rubbing them like you would a moisturiser.
I literally
am
like, I look like I should be in a straitjacket when I'm putting oils on.
I hate the feeling. I almost feel like when I push it in, it's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But you are physically pushing it into your pores. Mm. So just obviously, it's better than rubbing it and kind of irritating your skin a little bit.
But yeah, that Kiehl's Midnight Recovery Concentrate was honestly the dream.
It is pricey.
It is. Yeah, it is.
However, I just want to say I've used that oil a lot. So like until pretty much I was skint when I got paid next to nothing for one of my old jobs, I used it up until then and it was like always in my routine. Then I could just never afford to buy it again.
So sad.
But we were recently sent a different midnight oil, weren't we, by a brand called Montemonte.
Yeah, oh my
and
God.
And oh my fucking God, I'm never ever not using that.
It is so
after
nice.
After the first use, I know we say like, give something time to work, give it a couple of weeks and you'll see a difference or whatever, and then you'll know if it's definitely right for you or not. It's £21 and we were gifted it, so I didn't pay that, but I put it on and no joke, everything about it, I was like, the texture of it, the smell of it, the feel of it on my skin was insane. And I woke up the next day and I was like, every single night now.
Yeah, you text me saying that you like you found it amazing. I hadn't actually tried it because I was too busy basically having sex with my Kiehl's Midnight Recovery oil. But yeah, I tried it that night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. It's gorgeous. So, it's literally like silk.
Yeah. And it's the fragrance comes from, I never know how to say this, Lang Lang? You know the smell, the Ylang Ylang. Ylang Ylang.
I have no
Yang
idea.
Lang. I don't know. I feel like I sound like an instrument doing that. Lang Lang.
Yeah, you do. You sound
weird.
Strange.
But then it's that and neroli. So it smells really nice and soothing. But can I just quickly tell you what is in it?
Go on.
Because it's like super vegan and.
Yeah, man.
Avocado. Prickly pear. Aww. Like from Jungle Book. Watermelon seed, black cumin oils, and like geranium.
It's just so nice.
Yeah,
I will also definitely repurchase that.
Yeah,
we also got sent.
You didn't buy in the first place, bitch.
I'd also spend money on that. Yeah, we got sent a face mask, didn't we, and a body scrub.
Yes, I haven't tried that yet, but I'm going to try it tonight, and I will give you my verdict.
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that in another rep. But that face mask is so bloody nice.
Yeah,
so nice. So, guys. I think Montemonte is really a brand to watch.
Also, I just realised it's not geranium. I read that wrong.
God.
It's just watermelon seed, avocado, prickly pear, black cumin oils. Done.
Awesome. Another thing I really wanted to recommend, which isn't an oil, it's more of an overnight face mask. It is Kiehl's again because, shock, it's us. it's a little bit, well, it's a lot more. It's not more affordable, but you get a lot more for what you're paying for. So it's £34 for 125ml and it's the Ultra Facial Overnight Hydrating Mask.
Oh yeah,
I first got a sample of this. It's so nice. So you pack it on after 10 minutes. I think you like dab it off, like dab half, and then the rest of it you keep and it soaks in overnight.
Nice. Yeah.
Oh my God, it is amazing.
Oh, you know what? The only thing is, overnight masks are so uncomfortable for me because I don't sleep on the back of my head. I sleep on my cheek. So I'm just like, ew, it feels disgusting.
But I feel like because
headbands,
you take half of it off, it's not that thick on your skin. It's only a tiny bit that gets absorbed. But honestly, I woke up after using that. My skin felt amazing. It was really, really nice.
Dream hero product, that is.
100%. Mm-hmm. I really need to purchase that. I've had about 6 samples of it in the past because I'm an actual tramp.
Just getting samples, babes. Can I thing to do.
Also talk to you, and it's not trampy, but I get Glossy Box every month.
Yeah.
This month, there was a Advanced Hyaluronic Acid Vivifying Face and Eye Cream.
Oh, that sounds bougie.
Got it in my Glossy Box. It's 30 millilitres, I think. It's like just a tiny little black thing. thought, oh, this sounds cool. Like hyaluronic acid. Yeah, I know what that does.
Yeah.
Guess how much it retails for? 30 mil.
So small. 30 mil small, right?
It's, yeah. Well, the midnight, Kiehl's midnight is 30 mil.
Okay.
But this is a cream, so it's a bit more.
I mean, I've not heard of the brand, so I'm going to say like 30 quid max, 25?
£98. And I got it in a glossy box that cost me £14 max. And obviously I got other products with that as well.
I'm shook.
I'm shook as well.
That's full size.
Yeah. Honestly.
You got a full size £98 product in your glossy box.
Yeah. Glossy box is insane.
Who are you shagging at the head office?
I am. No one. I love glossy box. I also got, I can't quite remember what else was in that thing because I was just honestly so shook by the £98 night cream. I tried it. And it is really nice. Like, it is a really nice cream.
Can you
cream.
Imagine if it was shit?
Oh, God.
£98, you'd paid that in a shop and then been like...
I definitely don't think I'll be repurchasing it because that is just ludicrous.
Oh, God.
But if it was any cheaper, maybe like the 20 quid mark, I probably would rebuy because it is really nice. It soaks... It is a cream, but it does soak in really well.
Like a loche.
It proper soaks into your skin. Yeah, it's really nice.
Oh, well, I'm really happy for you that...
I know.
You got that for that.
Amazing. There is one other thing I'd really want to mention. I feel like I've proper, like, eaten you with this episode. I'm like, information, recommendations,
I'm like, oh my God, somebody save me. I'm in the mouth of Jaws.
I know, sorry. There's one more thing I really wanted to recommend.
Yeah, go on then.
It's the Elemis.
Quavers. Quavers are good.
You've just eaten a bag, you fat
What's
bitch.
It? I know, that's why they're on my mind. They were delish.
Sure.
Got a nice cheesy scent over here.
Well, I'm glad I'm sat further away from you as I can. Yeah, so... Before I discovered Kiehl's, I was a massive, massive Elemis gal.
Yeah, you were.
My mum got me this last Christmas, and it is the Elemis Peptide 4 Night Cream Recovery Oil. That's a bloody mouthful, isn't it? But, oh my God, it comes in this gorgeous bottle, which is like gradient from like a white to a purple.
Hello.
I've still got the bottle because it's one of the, I just don't want to throw it away.
Oh God, I used
to want
do
it
that.
On my shelf for ages. I'll pack Nivea cream in there to make it look like I've got, because I can't. Right, so it's £49 for 30 mil, which isn't that, it's not hideously bad, but when you think about dropping 50
quid, I know, I just think
skincare,
like, take my bank account minus £50 and then things I actually need to spend my money on.
I know. I've got a crippling overdraft in.
It's
not crippling, I'm being dramatic. 50 quid on, I just can't do it. But if you
have got 50 quid to spend,
yeah, if you're in the market for like a night oil, night cream, oil, lotion,
well,
whatever it is.
We've fired about 3 million different versions of night oils at you this episode, so take your pick.
Yeah, well, this is honestly one, it was one of my go-tos. I used it every night, and I actually remember taking like a really ugly selfie in bed and sending it to my mate like, hey, I'm in bed. And she was like, your skin looks amazing. I was like, oh my God.
Thanks,
and it's packed so much. It was meant to hydrate, restore and replenish. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it's a cream, but it's also an oil, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, they do an eye cream as well in the same range, which I can't recommend because I've not tried it.
Hello, you shag eye creams.
I do love eye creams.
I don't use them.
No wonder you've got big bags.
They're suitcases, actually.
They're designer.
Can you not see the LVs below my eyes?
Ew. But no, so if I was to recommend any overnight treatments, it would 100% be the Kiehl's one, the Monta Monta and the Elemis. Insane. Not going to...
All at the same time.
Not going to recommend the 98 quid one because it was 98 quid. And that glossy box is sold out. Sorry, guys.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
I know.
They could probably only afford to make 3.
I know, yeah. Here is one for you, one for you, one for you, and nobody else in the world. There is an actual review on the... I think it's the Advent... I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Website gives it 5 stars. And it's like, I actually received this in my glossy box.
Really?
I used it twice.
It's
really
amazing.
Good. Wouldn't
I
pay this
it.
Much money for it though.
Oh God.
But no, that's me. I'm done rambling on now. Sorry, I've got.
The only thing I really wanted to say was that you briefly mentioned something about silk pillowcases.
Yeah, I saw this in my research.
Yeah, and I kind of looked into it because it's a bit of a funny one.
Mm.
It's kind of how I expected the answer that I ended up like having that I'm about to tell you basically.
Yeah.
Because it's not part of your skincare, but it is also something that if you sleep on your side or whatever, it does touch your face. If you think about it in the day, the only things that really touch your face are that like actually things that you're in control of rather than pollution and things.
Yeah.
Are your clothes, hair, and then your hands. And that's not like a constant thing for like 7 hours, is it? Whereas when you're asleep and you've got your pillow, your face is flat to it for what, however long you're sleeping for, which is a long time. Mm. So it's not a necessity for you to have a like silk pillowcase, but the pros are that it's just less irritating on your skin.
There
was a big article that I read, and it was basically loads of different dermatologists and scientists saying it's good, but don't expect it to cure all your skincare problems. So like, if you can afford to go and buy silk pillowcases, it'll be really dreamy, but obviously they're quite pricey, and the it'd be from anywhere from like 40 quid to about 100 quid for a pillowcase, which is expensive.
Yeah.
And if you've got a double bed, then...
And if you like
also
me,
my main thing is like, I want my pillows to match. And if I just have one silk pillowcase, I'll be like,
pull it out
ew.
From under the bed lights time. Yeah, like, come on now.
I imagine it feels really nice, but it's just a bit...
Yeah, if you're anything like me and sleep with loads of Sudoku on your face, I ain't paying 40 quid for
to rub Sudo all over it.
No,
I also dribble quite a lot when I sleep, so.
You're so yummy. To be fair, so do I.
So sexy.
We're dribblers. But no, I think that kind of rounds it up, doesn't it? Sleep is good. Mm-hmm.
Sleep
for as long
is
as
good.
You can. I read before
thing
as
is,
well.
Yeah, sleep's going to make right, you look more not, awake anyway. Yeah, shut
does
up.
Does it not matter what I read before?
Sorry, got him. Carry on.
Just like when you're sleeping, it's obviously giving your skin just a break from any stresses that you're feeling.
No makeup.
Yeah, it's just giving your skin a break from everything you're giving your body a break from in the day.
Yeah.
God, wow. I'm a philosopher. But yeah, so sleep is good. You just need to try and help support your skin's natural process at night by using the right things.
That's it. And also... I know I always bang on about it. Actually, I haven't banged on about it for ages. You know what I'm going to say? If you're using a retinol, if you're doing that to try and make your skin look young, because retinol works to increase the speed of your cell turnover, so you get new cells faster, that's going to make you look younger and fresher and brighter.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't use SPF, in the long run, you're still going to be really wrinkly because the sun damage that you are getting from from UVA and UVB rays is going to make you look exactly how you're trying not to look. So do yourself a favour and just go and get yourself some SPF.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using retinols, never use them in the day.
Yep.
Because that's going to make it all 10 times worse. You're basically just counteracting all the effort you're doing if you're not using an SPF if you've got a retinol. And they're not that expensive.
Retinol.
Plus, we've done a million episodes and I've spoken about this a million times, so please go back and listen to them.
God, yeah, please listen to what
I would happily sit here and ramble on about it for longer, but I don't think anybody wants that.
No, please
don't
do that.
So I'm not going to. But yeah, I think we've kind of nipped that in the bud. Just make sure that you're not using a moisturiser at night time because you don't need to moisturise your face. Use an oil.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you said in terms of your whatever you said.
Try and get the deepest sleep possible so that things happen three times as fast rather than twice.
Yes.
But I know that's hard for some people.
Can I also quickly recommend, this was also a product that was sent to us and it is off the back of the last episode, which was Disciple. Yeah. Their Dreamy Skin has got retinol in it and that's really, really nice.
It's a lovely oil, that.
Yeah.
Got to sound like such a nan.
Exactly. You know, but lovely it is. Oil. Like, if you are super stressed... then obviously the ingredients in it are very soothing, very calming, but it's also got the retinol in it to try and help with the turnover.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's so nice.
Yeah, it is like what it says on the packet. It's dreamy, so I'm also a fan of that. The only annoying thing is, I have a genuine list of products now. So I've got the Dreamy Skin from Disciple. I've got the Rosy Pore from the Inky List. Then we've just got this one from Montemonte. I can't decide which one to use sometimes, which actually is a bit of an issue. If you don't want to use acids, but you want your skin to be really soft, then don't go for Disciple and don't go for The Ordinary. Go for like the Rosy Pore or the Montemonte
more
one.
Natural, yeah. Maybe we should sit down and make like a little skin calendar routine because we know
that might be quite handy.
There's quite a lot of things that don't work with other things and things that counteract
like
other products. Yeah.
Maybe we should do that.
Yeah. If any of you guys need help making a little routine, just give us a message and we'll We'll evaluate.
And congratulations to the winner of the competition for Disciple.
Oh, yeah, congrats. Yeah. I mean, you already know you've won, but
yeah, so congrats. Enjoy.
And thank
CBD
you to everybody
oil.
Who entered. Everybody who entered, it really does mean a lot to us.
Yeah, it does. And I hope you enjoy the hashtag content. Because please don't unfollow us.
Oh, yeah, please follow.
But on that note, we've had some really, really, really nice messages lately, haven't we?
We have. For the podcast. It's so lovely to hear.
And it genuinely means a lot to us when people say, look, thanks for
evaluating this and thanks for talking about this.
Yeah, and I love it when people get in touch and like, oh my God, I didn't know that that was it. Like, I'm so happy that you've like spoken about it. You are all more than welcome. And if you feel so inclined to tell the world, go to iTunes and leave a little review,
please. I know,
please,
we're nearly
it genuinely does help.
Nearly on 2,000 followers on Instagram as well, you know.
I'm proud of you.
Racking in those numbers. Yeah.
Yeah, really are. Just hashtag slaves to the content, right?
Mm-hmm. We are. But yeah, I think that kind
Fantastic.
Of wraps up everything nicely, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. And I guess, Ames, I'll see you next week.
I'll see you next week, Charlie.
Bye.
Bye.